Good morning.
Good morning.
Our subject is about a dear friend.
Yes.
Will you join us in prayer?
Amen.
Will you ask for God's blessings?
Yes.
Great and mighty God.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
We thank you for every time.
Thank you, Lord.
That you have blessed us.
Yes.
And Father, we acknowledge a great need.
Yes, Lord.
And the blessings of God.
Amen.
To be with us at this hour.
Yes.
We don't want this to be time wasted.
Yes, Lord.
But we want there to be blessings.
Amen, Lord.
In the spoken word today.
Yes.
We acknowledge we cannot do anything profitable within our own flesh. But we're asking for the aid of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
To bless this little message today.
Yes, Lord.
That it could be something that would be remembered in days to come. And all of us, from the youngest to the oldest, we'd be glad that we were in the house of God this day.
Amen.
We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
To have a real good friend can be a great blessing.
Yes.
David and Jonathan had a close mutual friendship. This was in spite of Jonathan's father's extreme hatred.
Yes.
Jonathan and David were very close.
Yes.
David pled for Jonathan's life when Saul wanted to kill him.
Amen.
He warned him. There was just a bond between them that was very close. Upon Jonathan's death, there was a profound emotional impact upon David. His friend was gone. But the flame of the friendship didn't die. And he wanted to bestow favor upon Jonathan's offspring. And he had a lame son. That son was located and brought before the king, David. And he was able to eat at the king's table.
Jesus.
And so the friendship was not a fair weather, fickle type friendship. It was deep and it was lasting.
Yes.
But David had a better friend than Jonathan.
Yes.
And in the 18th chapter of Proverbs, it tells about this friend. A man that hath friends must shew himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Yes.
Now, the writer here, let's say he's trying to establish the fact that the friend he's speaking about is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Yes.
And Who can tell us who that friend is? Jesus. Jesus is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, in families, brotherhood can be real strong. The ties, the bonding, the affection, the love can be very strong. Brother Veda McMillan and Brother Austin McMillan had a very strong, good brother relationship. They loved each other deeply. Brother Austin took down with a terminal illness, and it had an effect on Brother Veda. He would bring in a request.
Yes.
For his brother. Brother Austin and his wife, Sister Ida Bell, decided to renew their wedding vows. They had 60 years together. Quite an accomplishment when some aren't 60 days, huh?
Yes.
And the one that they requested to perform those vows again was Brother Veda. He wanted his brother to perform the vows. Well, God saw fit to take Brother Austin, but Brother Veda still has a friend who sticks closer than a brother. I read about some brothers that were in a marching regiment. They were on a march when there was a snowstorm. And it was so extreme that they lost their bearings and got lost. And they become very gravely in need. Well, actually, some of them just dropped in the snow and disappeared. And one of these brothers dropped down prostrate. And his brother couldn't go off and leave him. Got him on his back. And he carried him. And he carried him until he dropped from exhaustion. And he died. But the brother that had been carried received enough body temperature from his brother that he was able to walk to safety. His brother gave his life.
Yes.
There's strong bonds sometimes in family brotherhood.
Yes.
I read a story. Supposed to be an ancient legend about two brothers, and they lived on a small farm that was adjacent to each other. They were poor brothers. They farmed grain. And after the harvest, they decided, one of them did, he got to thinking, one of them was married, one of them was a bachelor. And the one that was married, he thought, my brother doesn't have a wife, and I'm going to take him some of my sheaves of grain. So he proceeded to take some of his grain over and put it in his brother's field. The other brother thought, well, my brother's married and got a wife and children. I'm going to take him some of my sheaves of grain. So he took and put it over in his field. And here the next day, they both had grain.
Yes.
And this happened over and over and over. And finally, one moonlit night, it was able to see the other brother. A strong bond, see, of brotherhood. This scripture said there is a friend who sticketh closer than a brother.
Yes.
Sometimes there's close bonds of brothers or sisters in the family of God. In the spirit. One of those close bonds was Brother Hargrave and Brother Kimball. Through laboring and contact and mutual burdens and sharing, they developed a strong bond.
Yes.
Well, the Lord released Brother Hargrave from life, but the bond didn't die.
Yes.
Brother Kimball took an interest in the Hargrave children.
Yes.
And they called him Uncle. And he helped them in their business, maybe prayed for them in their burdens. So those types of bonds can be real close to in the spirit.
Yes.
The brotherhood can have some close bonds. But however close that may be, there's limitations. But there's one, this friend, that sticketh closer than a brother or a sister or a mother or a father. This friend that sticketh closer loves deeper, has a greater burden and a concern, and a greater ability to help that friend. And the people of God are his friends. A friend that you can tell him your most intimate feelings. And he does not betray you, does he? Can tell him those faults of yours. Amen?
Yes, that's so.
If there's someone in a congregation that rubs you wrong, you can tell him about that particular thing. You can just lay your soul wide open to this friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And although he knows about it already, yet he likes for you to communicate it to him.
That's so. Yes.
That he may impart to you something to help you out. And he could see us before we were even born into the world. As we were being formed and shaped, before our entrance into the world, he was in tune with us then.
Yes.
That's going back pretty far, isn't it?
Yes.
And he knows what has shaped and made your life what it is today.
Yes.
To those who have abuses, when they're young, he knows all about that.
Oh, yes.
He been made fun of.
Yes.
And if it's hurt you, he knows how that's affected you.
Yes.
Your deepest, inmost feelings. You may mask, put a facade on the front, but he knows the inmost.
Yes. Yes.
Thoughts and intentions and feelings. He knows to the depths.
Yes.
And he not only knows, he cares.
Yes.
He's interested.
Yes.
He is concerned. There are many things that happen to people growing up and in life.
Yes.
That isn't always fair.
It's always true.
That isn't always just. You know, Jesus knows about all of that. There's a song in our songbook, Jesus Knows. Jesus knows. Yes, he knows. Jesus knows. Yes, he knows. He was weary, worn, and troubled. Understand you. Amen. When you have borne a burden and you have a concern and people do not understand you and maybe even criticize you, Jesus knows about that. And he cares too.
Yes.
He cares. It says, in your pathway have you found some cruel thorns? And maybe everybody that's an adult here today has found that.
Yes.
There have been some cruel thorns.
Yes.
It says, Jesus bore them on his brow, and he knows.
Yes.
Does the world look down upon you with its frown? All the world forsook your Lord, and he knows. Are you weary with the toils and cares of life? You know, mothers maybe get tired and weary.
Yes, that's right.
Young children, maybe it seems like there's just repeated things that has to be done.
Yes.
Changing diapers. Doing laundry. Cooking. And maybe sometimes those toils make them pretty weary. Stressed. And maybe at times even frustrated. But Jesus knows about the housewife that's weary.
Yeah.
That's so, yes.
With the toils.
Yes.
And with the cares.
Yes.
And the burdens. And the problems of everyday life.
Yes.
Jesus labored night and day. And he knows.
Yes.
Jesus' day didn't end at 5 o'clock in the evening.
No.
Didn't he pray all night?
Yes.
He labored night and day.
Yes.
He knows what it was to be weary. He knows what it was to be tired and worn. And he knows what it was to be rejected.
Yes.
Yes.
To be rejected by the very people that he wanted to help so much. He wanted to be a blessing to his own people. He said, I come to my own. They didn't receive him, did they? They didn't want the Jesus that wanted them. And that hurts, folks. That hurt him. That touched him very deeply. He knows today how it feels to be rejected. He knows how it feels to have sorrow. He was a man of sorrow. And he was acquainted with grief. And you know, today, so many people don't appreciate it.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, we ought to appreciate the Lord today.
Yes, Lord.
It was no light thing that he went through. It was no easy thing. It was no automatic. But it was very, very hard. And very, very difficult to be put through with what Jesus had to go through was very, very, very difficult.
Yeah.
I believe that there was more pressure asserted on him by the devil than any other person that has ever walked on the earth. I believe that every imp in hell was enraged against Jesus Christ. And I believe that he came with all the force that he could possibly muster up to cause Jesus to fail, to cause him stress, and to cause him difficulty. I believe that Jesus was the devil's number one challenge of all time. And that he asserted all the powers that he possibly could to defeat him. But thank God he didn't. Oh, I'm glad he was willing to drink his bitter cup. I'm thankful that he let his arm be stretched out to us. And that nail driven through there. Maybe it was a natural tendency to, can you imagine what it would be for somebody to drive a nail through? They probably had somebody to hold the hand, to hold it back. It would maybe just been a natural tendency to jerk it back. But he let the other arm be held out there. And the same process take place. He let them drive the nail through his feet. Folks, we ought to love him on that.
Yes.
The crown of thorns that was placed upon his head. The ripping and shredding of the back with the whip. The blood dripping out of his body. Oh, thank God for that precious blood that was drawn from Emmanuel's veins. The goat, the sheep that was slaughtered in the attempt to atone for sins could not do what the blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus, was that perfect atonement for my sins and your sins. And you know, as he was there, perhaps harder than the physical was the having of all humanity's sins placed upon him.
Yes.
My sin that day was placed upon Jesus Christ. You know, I ought to love him deeply.
Yes.
I ought got to appreciate him to a very deep depth for the love. Surely he bore our sin.
Yes.
That's everyone in this room. You can start with Brother Taylor and just go all the way around.
Yes.
And ours was upon him, folks.
Yes.
Made the load that much heavier.
Yes.
The weight was so great as he was going up with the cross bearing upon him. He sank beneath the load. He went down under it. A heavy burden that no human being could really understand or comprehend or fathom. Aren't you glad you have a friend like that today? Aren't you glad that he was able, when they tried to get him to come down, they said, if you come down, we'll believe in you. We'll believe you. But I'm thankful he didn't come down.
Amen.
Because he stayed upon that cross and suffered and died, it broke the demonic powers of the devil.
Yes.
The enemy had the upper hand. He had the sway in the hearts and minds of men and women, boys and girls. But it was that day that the demonic powers of the devil was broken because Jesus didn't come down. But he stayed upon that cross, hung and died. Oh, let us appreciate him.
Yes.
Let us love him. Are you tempted with the world so rich and gay? Jesus once was tempted too. Does the tempter seek to turn you from the way? You know, Jesus had his times of temptation.
Yes.
He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. And he had some very strong temptations. But thank God he didn't succumb to them. He had temptation back to back. But he was victorious.
Yes,
in the hour of temptation.
Yes, Lord.
Has the hand of death, your eyes be dim with tears? Jesus wept for one he loved. And he knows. For some wonder have you prayed for many years. Jesus prayed for sinners lost, and he knows. May I encourage the ones that have unsaved companions. To not get discouraged.
Yes.
But to pray on.
Yes.
Not to get discouraged and quit praying. Sister Judy, who has been working in Honduras, her husband, they were separated, divorced, and he was remarried. But Sister Judy's love went on.
Yes.
And she prayed for that husband. She loved him so deeply. We were in South Carolina. We had prayer together in the chapel one day, kneeled down at the altar. She loved her husband. She didn't give up on him.
Yeah.
I was in Florida in April, and I found out he'd got saved.
Yes.
I found out he was getting a divorce from the woman he was with.
Yes.
Sister Judy prayed on. He had a broken bone, and I think she felt like that was really God's opportunity to get a hold of his heart. She probably fasted and prayed. But today, as far as I know, he's the same man.
Yes.
To you who have that unsaved companion, don't give up.
Amen.
If you have an unsaved child, don't give up.
Amen.
Sister Nelva Stanley of Carterville, Missouri, had a son who's alcoholic. She suffered much under his habit. It was very stressful to his wife. Difficult. One time, the police was out to her house looking for him. And he was up on the roof of the house and they didn't find him. He was in bad shape. In difficulties. But Sister Nelva loved that son. Not too many years ago, God got a hold of him.
Amen.
And he's saved tonight.
Praise God.
Brother Marty Clevenger's father-in-law. Saved him and delivered him from alcohol. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
Mothers, fathers, don't stop praying.
That's right.
For your children.
Yes.
I read about one mother that her son was going off to college and she was an invalid mother. And she didn't feel like she'd ever see her son again. And so she called him to her bedside before he left to go to college. She put her hand on him and prayed. And talked like that every Sunday morning at a certain hour. She would be in her chamber praying. He went off to school and one Sunday morning, him and his buddies was going to play cards, and they also had some wine with them. And as they was going along, the church bell began to ring. And this young man's mine. So the boy is walking with, he hollered up to the other boys and said, "George is getting religious. Let us help him by baptizing him." And they formed a circle around him. He wanted to talk to him. And he told him about that prayer. They could remember every word of it.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to go play cards. He was going to go to church.
Amen.
He told that young man, that man, his story. The circle broke up.
Amen.
They went to church with him.
Amen.
They got saved.
Amen.
Don't give up, mothers.
Amen.
Don't give up, fathers.
Amen.
We have a friend.
Yes.
Yes, I'm good, Lord.
That cares about your children.
Yes.
Yes.
And cares about your husband.
Yes.
Cares about your wife.
Amen.
Cares about you.
Amen. Yes,
and he wants them all saved.
Yes.
Remember today, Jesus knows.
Yes.
He prayed for his loved ones. Thank God today for Jesus.
Amen.
Have your friends forsaken, spurned you from your door, their door. So they did your blessed Lord. And he knows.
Amen.
Is there none to cheer and comfort anymore? Jesus bore the cross alone, and he knows. He knows when you're in a trial by yourself.
Yes.
And nobody else in the world knows. He knows.
Yes.
He cares. And he understands. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Yes.
And this friend can say things to your loved ones that you can't say. The Spirit of God can deal with your loved ones in places where you can't reach. The Spirit of God was able to deal with Nebuchadnezzar when he didn't even have a mind. His mind left him. He didn't have the reasoning of a human being. They tossed grass to him, grass, for him to eat. Maybe you could say, well, there's no hope for him. But there was.
Yes. Yes.
The Holy Spirit moved in him, even in that condition.
Yes.
Miraculous power of God.
Yes.
Got a hold of that man who was insane. But he could deal with his spirit.
Yes.
He broke through his spirit. And he changed him. He had been proud and self-conceited. Can you just imagine him with his thumbs in his suspenders, boasting and proud? I did this. Self-conceit.
Yes.
God just allowed his reason to leave him. Yes. He grew claws instead of, and he had feathers. A sight to behold. But Jesus still cared about Nebuchadnezzar. And he was able to get through to him through the Holy Ghost. And he changed him, and he had a different attitude, folks. I want Jesus to be my friend. I need him. I don't ever want to be without his friendship and without his help. I need it so much, my own individual self.
Yes.
I need Jesus' friendship.
Yes.
We all do.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
May God bless us. We'll read our verse again. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Our Father, today,
yes, Lord.
We thank you that you're our friend.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, you are our friend when we wasn't your friend.
Yes.
Oh, God, we ask you that you'll help each one of us to cherish this friendship.
Yes,
to never do anything to disappoint you or break your heart.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, help us to cherish you and appreciate the great love that you have manifested and shown to us. Would you please deal with those hearts that your children is burdened for today?
Yes,
Lord. Lord, we know that Denise is burdened for Marvin.
Yes.
We know that Sister Dorothy's burdened for her children and her husband.
Yes,
Sister Jenny's, and on. Lord, there's just a whole lot here today that have loved ones that they want you to talk to,
yes.
deal with, convict.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us all to be a good friend to you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you want our friendship to. Friendship isn't what it should be if it isn't both ways. So help us today. Lord, if there's one here today that needs healing from you, needs help, we ask you, Lord, to bring that healing today. If there's any that's got hurts, grudges, or ill wills, or whatever, Lord, we ask you to help them to know that you're a friend that wants to help them.
Amen.
Do bless each one of us now. That we might draw closer to our friend.
Yes.
And that we might be able to get the maximum good out of your being our friend. We ask you these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.